Welcome to a further episode of the Dental Jobs Diaries in association with dentaljobs.co.uk, a job board designed for all dental professionals throughout the UK. Sit back, relax, and listen to some of the thought leaders in the dentistry industry. Hello, everybody. I do hope you're keeping well. Welcome to a further episode of the Dental Jobs Diaries, episode 11. I'm over the moon to welcome Emma O'Shea onto the show. Emma O'Shea is the operations director of Clyde Munro. Emma, we finally get together today and finally welcome you onto the show. How are you doing? How's it all going?
We do indeed. All is good, Lewis. Thank you very much for inviting me on today. So everything's good in Clyde Munro. We are very busy as always. So thank you for inviting me here today.
No problems whatsoever. No problems. You are an incredibly busy person. I'm fully aware of that. But what is your role within Clyde Munro? You know, let's get into it first and foremost. What are you up to there?
Okay, so in the role of an operations director, as you can imagine, it covers many areas within the company. To summarise, I provide leadership and support to ensure a smooth running of the day-to-day of operations and to ensure we deliver the highest level of patient care at all times for our patients across the group. I work very closely with the full operations team and all the heads of department to ensure we deliver performance and overall the group strategies for the year ahead.
Your patient numbers as a company is a lot, isn't it? How many patients are you guys currently looking after at Clyde Munro?
So at this stage, we look after over 600,000 patients across Clyde Munro, all of Scotland. So lots of patients we look after, and our key focus is to make sure that we provide the highest level of patient care and we provide all options available in dentistry to our patients, both NHS private and all treatment offerings available across the group. So it certainly keeps us very busy. We don't always get it right, but for us, it's very much about doing the best for our patients and our teams across the group.
That's fantastic. Can you tell us about, Emma, your journey in the field of dentistry and how you've seen it progress over the years?
Of course. So I've been in dentistry, show my age now, for 24 years. So I've been in dentistry for 24 years this year. I started off my career as a dental nurse. Within the industry, I have been a dental nurse, a specialist dental nurse in both implant, sedation and perio. I've also been a treatment coordinator. And then in recent years, it has been management. So various positions as a practice manager, a business manager, and then, of course, my journey with Clyde Munro over the last 6 years. I've worked in Scotland, of course, where I am today. I've worked in London and I've worked across New Zealand and Australia. So I have experience, you know, in other countries as well. So that's been my journey and where I am today.
New Zealand and Australia and now Scotland.
And now back to Scotland. Yes, now back to Scotland. So started off my career in Scotland as a dental nurse, where I'd done my dental nurse training. And then went off on my travels to Australia and New Zealand. And I suppose that was my first insight to private dentistry in Australia and in New Zealand is a very different setup. They've worked with a therapy model as well, which I'll talk about later, in both countries. So it definitely was good experience for myself. And that's where I started off, you know, kind of more the TCO journey, supporting in the private clinics. Started off my management, but it was more as a lead, a TCO, and then came back to London, where my real sort of management journey began. And then after having our first child, moved back to Scotland and joined Clyde Munro. So yes, definitely lots of different positions across, as I say, Scotland, London, Australia, and New Zealand.
That's fantastic. I mean, what a career so far today, and what a journey. Unbelievable.
And it's been an exciting journey. And, you know, for myself, my passion is in dentistry, and to have the career, you know, in all the different areas or levels within dentistry, I think has been great experience, but certainly has helped me within my current role here today.
What opportunities does Clyde Munro offer dentists and dental professionals looking to advance their careers within a group of independent practices?
Yeah, so for me within Clyde Munro, we are very passionate about working with each individual on their personal career development. you know, at practice level as a DCP? What does that look like? You know, there's many dental nurses that want to go down, you know, the specialist route or go into, you know, the PCC, TCO journey. And then some, you know, down the route of practice management and, you know, and the operations team from there. So within Clyde Munro, we are very passionate about career development. And I think what I would say working within Clyde Munro is there's so much opportunity. Unlike, you know, my career, I've worked in both independent and group settings and had great experience in both types of environments. But for myself, I've always been very passionate about the development and to continue within my career. And this was the reason why I decided to join a group like Clyde Munro, where they're very committed to your personal development in your journey. But within a group, unlike your independent practices, you know, not part of a group, there's so much opportunities that you just don't get in an independent practice. You know, my journey within an independent practice was, you know, as a dental nurse, then lead nurse. And then I was very lucky that I managed to secure a position as a practice manager. But in an independent setting, you know, that's as far as your journey can go as a DCP, unless you're looking at different avenues, you know, hygiene, therapy, or whatever that may be. So joining Clyde Munro for me, it was key that I joined a group so that I could open up the opportunities. Not only have you got all of those pathways within a practice, but you have then the further development, you know, within the operations team. You know, we have training support roles. We have, you know, heads of regions that I work very closely with. And there's many individuals that I've worked with that has come through the journey and taken a different route, you know, into marketing, into HR, into recruitment, you know, opportunities they didn't even think of themselves until they were working in the group environment. So for me, I would say that's kind of the main difference, you know, of working for a group or an independent. And just very lucky working within Clyde Munro that the full team are very passionate about dentistry and the individual careers. And we work very hard to put in place the right development for, you know, for our team across the group.
I suppose for me, you know, doing many podcasts with Clyde Munro team, the one thing that stands out for me, Emma, is kind of the togetherness of everyone and, you know, the passion, you know, all employees within Clyde Munro have for, you know, career progression, but also dentistry. And it's brilliant, and it's great to hear, you know, you touched on that again. I suppose working within a group of independent practices may offer different experiences compared to traditional solo practices. So, you know, what are some of the advantages of this approach for dentists?
Yeah, so talking about the dentist side, you know, I think key again is working within a group, you know, where we very much work together with our clinicians and they come together, you know, as a group. So we have many different platforms if their interests are in implants or perio or, you know, whatever that may be within dentistry, where we have key groups that come together so they can support one another, they can share their cases and really just create that network amongst the full group. Again, you have that again in solo practices, but we're opening it up to over 200 clinicians, you know, with all different skill sets and experience and to share that knowledge across the group. Within Clyde Munro as well, you know, we recently launched our training academy in Perth. So that has been key again to support our clinicians. So we launched that in partnership with Dentsply. So there we have 9 phantom heads and we have all the, you know, the leading technology and the full digital workflow. So that has provided us with a key location, you know, one to train our dentists with various courses. We can also use it for clinical support using the phantom heads or to further their, you know, their skills within dentistry. And also just to have advantage to look at the, you know, the full digital workflow and see that journey and how that can impact and support their patients, you know, back in practice. So that's one area over and above sort of the day-to-day support. We have recently invested in an extended clinical team. So within the clinical team now, Callum Graham, who's our clinical director, He has now recruited further members of the team to provide more day-to-day support across the regions. So they're there to provide our dentists with day-to-day support, you know, any strategies that they were working on, really just to make sure that we gather the feedback and we support them across the group. Over and above, we have a couple of programmes as well to support our clinicians. For our VTs, we have a programme just to support them and more prepare them, you know, in life after VT, and what does that look like? So more the commercial planning and, you know, managing their diaries, moving from employed to self-employed, just to give them the different skill sets to support them on, you know, their first position becoming an associate. Over and above, we have other programmes to support our dentists that have just moved into their first associate position to help them on the digital journey. This year, we're actually taking them to Germany, so they can see actually the factory with Dentsply and the full digital journey and how that works. So committed to different programmes to support our clinicians. I think what I would say is having that wider team and experience. So to provide that networking, the platform, and really bring all our teams together. Over and above with the experience that we do have across the group, you know, we do run mentoring programs as well. So if we have a clinician that's looking for, you know, support with implants, we're very privileged being a group that we do have, you know, clinicians across the group that can provide the mentoring support. So yeah, lots we can do to provide clinicians. And I think, you know, that is different from having, you know, again, your individual practices where, you know, it is the support amongst the practice as opposed to having, you know, the advantage of over 200 clinicians and, you know, a training academy to support in clinical development.
What role does technology play in the progression of dentistry? And how does Clyde Munro leverage technology to enhance patient care and practice efficiency? As we know, you know, technology is always evolving. It always have and always will. But it's evolved rapidly, hasn't it, in dentistry in recent years?
Absolutely, yes. So I think technology, digital, is the future of dentistry. We have heavily invested in scanners across the group. So we now have over, you know, 70 scanners across our estate. Some, you know, have one or two in a practice. And that really has changed the patient journey within dentistry. You know, the educational piece of seeing a scan to our patients, you know, it just has changed the education to the patients, the offering and the overall patient journey within a practice. And I think that has really helped, you know, digital dentistry is the future. So again, for our clinicians that have just come out of VT, their first year, they are super keen, of course, to really engage with this technology. So I think having the investment that we have made across the group, you know, having the training academy, as I talked about there, where they can see the full workflow, even if that is not yet within their practice. That's also what we're committed to do. It just really supports our clinicians across the group and allows them to see what the future of dentistry looks like.
Got to be quite exciting, isn't it?
Very exciting indeed.
What advice would you give someone looking to join a group of independent practices like Clyde Munro to advance their career?
So my advice is just to obviously join Clyde Munro Dental Group and, you know, really just to think about, you know, what is the career development for themselves? You know, we're very keen to look at the individual and what the career pathway looks like for them, and to engage with the full team and to come forward on, you know, what their career development is, what the journey looks like, and to engage and all the support that we can offer. And that's, you know, as a clinician, and as I talked about more at the DCP level, I think it's just, you know, being part of a group where the opportunities are available. You know, it's not just at practice level, you know, it can be, you know, in the marketing side, the recruitment side, it can be within operations, you know, into more senior management. So it's really just to be open to, you know, the career development that they're looking for and to engage and all the support and opportunity that is available within Clyde Munro.
For those listening today, what key takeaways should they keep in mind regarding career progression and the benefits of working for a group like Clyde Munro?
So key takeaways, I think what I would say from my journey within dentistry, you know, when I started off in dentistry as a dental nurse, you know, very much the career journey was you would be a dental nurse and then you could, if you were lucky, progress to a practice manager level. And now within dentistry, you know, as a DCP, it's, you know, a recognised profession and there's so many opportunities within the dental industry. So my key takeaways, I suppose, would be, you know, it is now a career for DCPs and there's so many avenues and career pathways that you can look at. So it's really just to, you know, engage in the journey, really understand where you want to be. And then we can certainly support, you know, in the development to ensure that is a position for you in the future.
Emma, I know we touched on this briefly earlier on the show, but finally, can you provide some insight into the culture of Client Monroe and how it fosters a supportive and collaborative environment for all dental professionals?
Yes. So within Client Monroe, as you have summed up there, Lewis, I think what is key is we do have a very, you know, we have strong values and culture, and we have a very collaborative approach, which I do believe is key to the growth and the success that we have had today. You know, we work very closely as a support team, making sure that we work closely with all our practices. Within operations that I work very closely with, we're all extremely passionate about dentistry and we have all come from the dental background, very similar journeys as myself. And I really do think that has been key to supporting our practices. You know, we understand the role and the level of responsibility of the full dental team, which I think has been key to our overall success and growth. But the key thing for me is really that collaboration together and making sure we work together. You know, we don't always get it right, but for us, it's about supporting our teams and providing the highest level of patient care. So part of that is for me working together and taking feedback from our teams. You know, what did we not get right? What could we do better, and making sure that we implement that to support everyone going forward. So the culture for us is very much, you know, working together as one team. We all bring different levels of experience and skills, and we all work very closely together to make sure that patient care is always at the front and supporting our teams and everything that we do.
It's a sign of a really strong organisation, isn't it? You know, sort of confirming.
Absolutely.
We haven't got it right, but let's get feedback and let's get it right. It's endearing to hear the passion. You know, it really is. Emma, it's been absolutely fantastic having you. You know, for the viewers listening today, we'll certainly take away a lot from this podcast. And yeah, there's plenty of career opportunities with Client Monroe, as we know. But again, thanks so much for coming on and I look forward to welcoming you back on later on in the year.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure. Thank you very much.